And the time now is 8:30 from FM 95.7, KKWC, Webster City. Good morning, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and welcome to our Community Corner for this Thursday morning. Well, coming up on March 28th is an annual tradition returning to Hamilton County after being absent for a few years because of you-know-what. It's the annual Pheasants Forever Banquet. I have with me in the studio this morning, Rusty Grace. And Rusty, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to be here with this morning, and we're happy to say that there is going to be a banquet this year, right?
Well, so far it's on, and we got a lot of stuff to get rid of we've collected over the last 3 years. So we're hoping for a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We should have probably 20, 25 guns or more. Got a prime rib dinner. It's at the Briggswoods Conference Center. Doors open at 5, dinners at 7. Hors d'oeuvres. And raffles and games to play to win stuff. A lot of items on the raffles this year. We've got to kind of collected so much over the last couple of years because we had almost everything bought 2 years ago, and now we collected more. So it should be a good time.
It should be, because as we were just talking before we started this, Rusty, you originally had this scheduled for March of 2020, and of course, what all happened after that, it just changed the world, and we were supposed to have one last year, but by golly, things are getting back on the mend to get these events, such as the Pheasants Forever Banquet, back to the public again, which is good news.
It is good news. We need to get it going again and find some projects to do in that.
Mm-hmm. How many years has Pheasants Forever been here in Hamilton County, Rusty?
Oh, we've been here for a little over 30 years. I would say this is probably our 31st banquet. Pheasants Forever originally started in 1982 up in Minnesota by a group of concerned pheasant hunters that the habitat was dwindling, and they started that, and it just kind of grew to that. And there's probably over 700 chapters nationwide, and there's probably close to 100 chapters here in the state of Iowa. And they all work to try and improve habitat. And they also kind of do a little education on that. We have a youth field day out at the Isaac Walton. Usually it's the first Wednesday after the county fair. You'll have to check on that, but we'll probably announce it at the banquet.
And that would be, you say, the Wednesday after the fair. If my mind serves me correct, Rusty, that would be July 27th would be the date for that. And you're looking at the calendar right here, and you say that's the Wednesday right after the fair.
Completed.
Yeah. So that would be July 27th, the date.
Yes, it would be. We look
trying to
there.
Remember the calendar in my mind, because the fair runs this year from the 19th to the 24th of July.
But our organization, they're pretty much known as the Habitat People.
Yeah.
They try and, you know, improve habitat, and that's with that. And to put in, you know, over the years, we've probably spent $700,000-$800,000 in this county on probably helped by 1,200, 1,400 acres of land just for public hunting, and their money will also help neighboring chapters out. You know, say Wright County, Webster County, or surrounding counties got a project going, we'll throw money into it. And if we have one, they'll kind of kick it back and kind of help our neighbors out to improve that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
I go ahead. Well,
yeah, thanks.
And that's mainly to make the better the habitat is, the more the birds can survive the tough winters and that. This winter was exceptionally nice. I've seen a lot of hens coming back. So if everything goes with the good with their nesting season, they should do really good hatch this year. But we won't find that out till August or September. But, you know, over the years, things have changed the way farming practices has gone on. You know, Like when I was a real young kid, they never plowed corn stalks, and it just goes. And since like 19, this little chart here is 1966 through 2017, the pheasant population has really declined 70% in Iowa or throughout the country, and that's just because of decline in habitat. And it's also really infected the population of our little grassland birds, the ones you see, you know, the meadowlarks and songbirds, that they've gone down almost 55%. So we just try and make better habitat and that. If you want to know any more on Pheasants Forever, you can go to pheasantsforever.org and go through the links, and it'll tell you about all the different programs they do, and along with, you know, or native grass or food plot seeds. I will be getting in some food plot seeds, some sorghum. Not a great quantity, but enough to do quite a few acres if someone needs something. And that. And, but over the years, they have, you know, throughout the country, they've done a lot in nesting cover and that, and public awareness. But it's just our annual fundraiser we're trying to promote here.
Right. Rusty, can I ask a question? Do you have any work from Hamilton County Conservation? Do you, you're in partner with them, aren't you, with them?
Yeah, we help them. We get some food plots in with them, and you know, if there's a, because if we do get some kind of a land acquisition or something, it usually got to go back. Pheasants Forever really can't own the land. You got to go back to the county conservation or the state DNR, and that's how that kind of works. And
yeah. So a great partnership with Brian Lambers and the crew at Conservation. Yes.
And, but we're just trying to sell more tickets. And I think there will be tickets at the door. There usually is, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I've sold a lot of them. Hope the other guys have too. You know,
I'm sure they are. So
yeah. But well, we want to thank all the people that buy our tickets and donate to us and our sponsors for that.
And Rusty, let's mention the price wise for those who plan to attend the banquet coming up on Monday the 28th.
Okay, the price is a banquet ticket, which includes a meal. And a Pheasants Forever membership, which you get a magazine 6-7 times a year, 65. A spouse ticket, like for your wife or girlfriend or who, is 30. And a ring neck, a kid that's still in high school, is $25. And they get a ring neck membership with that. They also get a little magazine of some kind. And
did we mention, too, the Rusty Bot, the people preparing the meal coming up on the 28th?
We have the cattlemen cooking our prime rib, the Hamilton County Cattle Association, and good people out at the Briggs Woods Conference Center are cooking the other food, baked potatoes, and you'll have hors d'oeuvres, and we'll have cheese and crackers and cocktail weenies and shrimp and meatballs. I have no idea what all that is. But,
But of course, you know, the Briggs Woods Conference Center, it's open daily at midday for lunchtime.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Good.
But
excuse me. Yeah. So let's mention, too, about ticket information, about where they can buy their tickets at there, Rusty.
Well, you can find a committee member that has tickets. You know, me, Mark Fielder, Rob Carpenter, Donovan Noakes, Will Higgins, can think of a few others. Mick Chambers should have some tickets. Who are all my committee members?
Yeah, that's...
Now, we'll try and put the poster on Facebook again here one of these days, and then you guys can see it there.
Right. So simply go to the Hamilton County Pheasants Forever Facebook page that should have the phone numbers for all those.
It should involved. Have. I'll make somebody get that updated because I noticed that the other day. But
sounds good. So, again, that starts at what time on March 28th there, Rusty?
Door opens at 5 o'clock, and it'll be kind of a social hour, or hour and a half, and we'll try and serve dinner around 7 o'clock, and after that we'll start the auction and drawing of the raffle items. And we'll probably have a couple guys there speaking on a few little short subjects of the habitat.
Right.
And just get the ball going, because you got a lot of stuff to get through and try and kick you out of there by somewhere between 10 and 10:30.
I like how you say that, kicking people out at 10:30 at night. So.
Yeah. You know.
Very good. So again,
they might not want to go home, but by then I do.
Yeah, yeah. So again, that's coming up March 28th. It's going to be a fun time, so be sure and get your tickets for the big Pheasants Forever annual banquet and auction that's at the Briggswoods Conference Center in Webster City. And yes, folks, there's going to be a fun night, no doubt, after being called off the last couple of years. So we're all set to go for the big banquet coming up on March 28th.
Yes, we are. We're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Grace?
Just really don't hesitate. Try and get your tickets before you, you know, you hate to get sold out. And it's a lot faster getting in the door without having to fill everything out there. And then you just hand them your ticket, you go in. If you buy your ticket ahead of time.
Very good. So we hope to see a lot of good folks coming up. That's in a week from next Monday night for the Pheasants Forever Banquet, March 28th. Where's this month going by? We have St. Patrick's Day and then spring arriving this weekend, so.
Yeah, it's can't come soon enough, spring.
That's right. That's right.
It's been a long, drug-out winter, but it ain't been a bad winter.
It hasn't been cold, bad at all, but hey, it's supposed to be nice the next few days. Maybe some rain, maybe a little snow, but hey, it's not too bad, so no complaints. Rusty Grace, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having us, Pat.
You bet. Glad to do that. That does it for Community Corner for today. It's 18 minutes before 9 at KQWC.